Welcome to another edition of Stuck at Home. I am today talking to my dear friend, Matt Mullenweg, who is the CEO of Automattic and co-creator of WordPress and one of the earliest proponents of distributed work and all this new fashionable idea of working from home is an old hat for him and his team. Hey, Matt.
Howdy, howdy.
How is Texas?
Texas is great. It's, you know, starting to be spring. It's warming up. The flowers are blooming. So I'm very happy to be in Texas right now.
How's it like for you to be in one place for that long? I know you go from WordCamp to WordCamp and meeting your community. That is so crucial to the very essence of WordPress. How are you handling that?
Whew, yeah, last year I clocked in over 500,000 air miles. So this is a big change. And I am really loving it and appreciating it. And, you know, as I think longer term, like, I don't know when I'll actually start traveling again and maybe never again to the extent I did. So, you know, I'm glad that I kind of peaked last year with that half a million miles. But I've really become to appreciate how much easier it is to have good habits and things like that when you can stay in one place.
It definitely makes you more healthy because you eat well and you're always working hard to sleep on time. And, you know, that's just a side effect of being at home all the time. We don't really contemplate as often as we should.
I found I'm like 95% more healthy with like occasional, like, ugh, I'm just sad and low and have a really bad day.
A little bit of that might be that you're at home all the time and so and can't go out. So that's a bit of a challenge. I think for me, the biggest challenge was that for first 6 weeks, 7 weeks, I was constantly working all the time. And I was always on a screen, like talking to somebody on Zoom constantly.
Yeah, I have found on the social side, I've connected with friends that I wouldn't otherwise normally connect with. You know, I have this group of friends from high school. There's five of us. And we've had kind of like a writing group and a private blog for, you know, like coming up on 20 years now. But we haven't really done a video call until just last night. And we all got on house party and it was pretty fun, actually. And we were wondering why we hadn't done it before.
So was it a different experience than just reading and writing to each other?
Yeah, I feel like you see a little bit more of the personality, the facial expressions. One of my friends, a few of them have kids, so like the babies would jump in or things like that. So that was always just fun to see.
So one of the things which I wanted to talk to you about, given that you have a somewhat of an expertise in working from home, like, and this is an idea which I pinched off you a few weeks ago when you talked about this notion of away from keyboard. And I kind of glommed on to that because it kind of made so much sense. And over the last 2 weeks, I feel much better because I have started to do AFK, which is away from keyboard. So can you talk a little bit about, what is the big idea behind AFK and how did you guys come up with it? And like, you know, and why do you even indulge in it personally?
Yeah, the source probably goes back to when Automattic started and we used IRC or Internet Relay Chat, which is kind of like an open protocol version based of Slack that was plain text. And you'd stay logged in all the time. So they'd let people know when you were away, you would change your username to be like, I would normally be Photomat, and I would switch to Photomat underscore AFK for away from keyboard. We started to use AFK inside Automattic to represent vacation and things, or any time off, just to sort of say like, hey, like, it just was kind of a fun way to put it. And also emphasize, try to encourage people to actually be AFK on their time off.
And so now, like, in, you know, how do you see it playing out in the context of, you know, the current global crisis we have? Everybody is working from home all the time. You know, I was talking to Jason Fried from Basecamp the other day for another one of our episodes. And, you know, he pointed out that the biggest problem is that most people will just try and replicate what they were doing in the office. They will try and do that at home, which is like more meetings, more meetings, more meetings, except on Zoom. And that's going to be counterproductive. I mean, and when I was thinking about it, never before has AFK been more useful than today. Like, I'm looking at the last 2 weeks, I have been way more productive and way more mentally stable than I was before that.
Well, we know that our mind, there's fatigue. And just like, you know, Adam Ghazali talks about how Olympians, they've come to realize that the rest and restoration of their training is just as important as the training itself. From everything we tell, our mind works the same way. What's funny is that often, like when we're under stress, we do the exact opposite of what will actually help us. So if I'm stressed, like I find myself going to social networks, going to Instagram, going to Twitter, and spending a ton of time on there, when actually doing the very opposite was probably the right thing that would ease my stress. But I think it's maybe like something a lot of folks in the information world, certainly myself, has, is like this idea that we can make things better by knowing more information and getting more information. And I think sometimes the opposite's actually true. So I just try to remind myself of that. And it certainly helps. Like you shared the other day, the study where people left Facebook for, was it 30 or 60 days and rated as happier, less polarized, all these sorts of things.
Is your team, has embraced AFK? And so how do people use it? And how often do people use it?
That's a good question. Well, now, you know, you can set status in Slack. I, from the start of COVID, realized I hadn't taken really any days off. And so I actually took one just on Friday. I'm going to take another one tomorrow. So it's a nice kind of a few little micro breaks that I'm trying to build in to just have the sustainability to keep going at my top performance. Across the company, we actually have an open vacation policy. So people can take as much time off as they want or need for various reasons. We also have a sabbatical policy. So every 5 years, everyone gets 2 to 3 months of paid time off. They can take whatever in that range they want, but no less than 2 months. These we find are just as valuable as the time they work. And in fact, one of my favorite things to do is talk to people when they come back from sabbatical. They come back with so many ideas and energy and just a verve. It also, I think, is great for the company. I actually got the idea for sabbaticals from a paper I read related to a nonprofit board I'm on, GRIST, which is an environmental journalism nonprofit. And the paper was about how these nonprofits, you generally have a director where everything's dependent on, and they become a single point of failure and a bottleneck in the organization. So them taking a few months off is actually a really good thing for the rest of the organization. So that's why we tried to systematize it so everyone takes a few months off. And that exposes things that might be reliant on that single person. And also give other people a chance to learn the role, learn how to route around it, and just be more resilient as an organization. With the introduction of COVID, we started a new thing, which is where we introduced a way in our time off tracker to say half days, which I think we had removed before, didn't really have before. And that was mostly just to try to track the effects of time people were taking off for COVID. We're allowing them to take off as much as they need, of course, but we just wanted to understand, like, across the organization, like, what was actually happening so that we could see whether that meant we needed to plan for capacity differently or hire differently or do anything there.
So what are the other hacks you guys are using right now to keep, you know, your team motivated, people's mental health good, and be more positive? And, you know, I wouldn't say productive. I think being productive is just such a difficult thing to talk about at this moment in time. But just like, you know, I think being mentally healthy and positive is a key thing we have to think about. How are you guys trying to do, like, given that your entire company has been distributed for pretty much ever since it started?
You know, in times of crisis, I think you fall back to the core of your culture. And something I've been really appreciating is, and automatically have a lot of transparency and open and direct communication. And I feel like that's helped a ton in these tough times, particularly when there's so much uncertainty and anxiety and unknowns in the world. It's helped from, you know, the very beginning when we originally canceled WordCamp Asia, which was in early February. Just talking about the reasons we were doing so, what people should be thinking about when we eventually canceled travel for the company. And then, we have once a year, we bring the whole company together, even though we're distributed, we bring the whole company together for what we call the grand meetup. And we actually decided to cancel that for this year, even though it's going to be in, September or October, we officially canceled it. And as an example of the direct and open communication, in an internal anonymous forum we have, someone started a thread and said, "Hey, you know, usually we spend a few million dollars putting this grand meetup on. Can we take what we would have spent on that and give a bonus to everyone? You know, Facebook gave this bonus, $1,000 to everyone. I think the equivalent for us would be of the grand meetup is a few thousand dollars per person. So could we sort of pay that out to everyone?" And there was a really good discussion on it. And it was actually something I considered even before the thread had started, whether we should do some sort of immediate bonuses. And, you know, lots of people said their opinions. Some people thought it was silly. Some people thought it was really important, and good discussion. And at the end, I kind of came in and said, "Hey, appreciate this. I've read all the threads." We ended up deciding not to do a $4,000 per person bonus. For a variety of reasons, I tried to talk about them, like, there's uncertainty in our business. We don't know what's happening. We're going to try to conserve cash. All sorts of things. And, but also keeping it open that, hey, we can readdress this decision down the road and look at it again as the environment changes, as the business changes, as things evolve. But also saying, like, what my challenges and priorities were, which were, we're not doing furloughs or layoffs or anything like that. So really try to maintain full employment as much as possible and use that to manage growth and cost in light of that versus, you know, having a lot of money go out the door with something like a bonus. So that was the discussion. And I think, obviously some people disagreed, but we all had a respect for the discussion and the decision. So I really appreciate that about Automatic's culture.
So what are the other things you have done, which, I mean, for instance, could be useful for companies which are first time work from home companies or who have been forced into this future?
So I have a post where I talk about the five levels of autonomy. And, you know, the one thing, if someone were doing this for first, often what people do is try to, as it sounds like Jason said, try to just recreate it. And honestly, being in 6, 7, 8 hours of Zoom calls per day, it's just exhausting. You're gonna be mentally spent. So if you could actually shift to try to have fewer meetings and allow more asynchronicity in the work, that allows you to operate at what I believe is a much higher level, where people can be a lot more flexible, a lot more satisfied, and kind of design how they're working to maximize their personal sense of when they're most productive, how they're most productive, versus kind of forcing everyone to be in the same place at the same time, even though they're working from home. That's the number one thing I'd say. You know, the other thing we're doing is just trying to make a little space, even more deliberately, for social getting together. So, you know, people doing hangouts without an agenda. That could be like a coffee hangout or, kind of like a virtual happy hour. And of course, with an international company like ours, it's a little tricky to do that across time zones and everything. But I've been really pleasantly surprised by just how fun those can be and how much enjoyment I've gotten out of just spending some time with people without a particular agenda. I've even found myself reaching out. I'm usually a real stickler for agendas, like, hey, let's have the agenda written beforehand before we have a call. And I found myself reaching out to some of the folks I work most closely with, kind of without an agenda as strictly, you know, like having maybe a theme we wanted to talk about, also making some space just to have that human to human connection, because I feel like that's something a lot of us are missing right now.
Always full of good advice, Matt. Thank you so much for joining me today for a very brief but valuable Stuck at Home. I am waiting to see you again in person. It's been forever, almost 3 months since I saw you. So hopefully we will have more good times together in person, not on Zoom. Thank you so much.
I cannot wait. Maybe you can learn to drive. We'll do a road trip.
I know. I need to do that now. I think it, if anything, that's the one takeaway from this pandemic for me, is that I cannot be lazy about driving. All right.
It's great talking to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for joining me.